Collaborative businesses are on the rise, and this is the Collaborative Business Podcast, a podcast that will help you find answers and provides useful insights to the best ways of working together in partnerships, alliances, and many other kind of business-to-business collaboration. Here's your host, Peter Simoons.
Welcome to episode 13 of the Collaborative Business Podcast. And in this episode, I'm in conversation with Greg Hickman. And Greg knows all about mobile and has published his latest book on SMS marketing earlier this week. We are discussing mobile and collaboration and some other aspects of the mobile field. As usual, the show notes contain all the details and you can find them at simoons.com/episode13. Now, without further ado, let's move into the conversation with Greg.
Greg, welcome to the call.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it, Peter.
You're welcome. So, Greg, can you please tell our listeners who Greg Hickman is and what do you do?
Sure. So, I'm a mobile marketer and entrepreneur. I have been involved in mobile marketing since about 2005, which was very early on, and have worked with big brands, small businesses, launched my own text message marketing company, which is now no longer in existence. And over the last year and a half, I have built a blog and a podcast where I teach small businesses how to use mobile marketing in their business and do coaching and training and things like that. And that's basically been kind of the Cliff Notes version. But yeah, essentially it's a little bit of training and education through courses and things like that and coaching. And then I'm in the process of releasing my first ebook, which will be coming out in February.
Great. That's cool. Before we dive into the topic of collaboration and mobile, can you clarify what is for you mobile? Because I listen to your podcast. I know what you talk about when you talk about mobile, but sometimes you surprise me because I honestly felt that text messaging is dead, but you still talk a lot about text messaging. So what is mobile for you?
It's a lot of things. I think that's the interesting part about mobile is that people think it's like one particular area, but everything we do is mobile. Our email is mobile. Our websites are mobile. Text message marketing is mobile. Applications are mobile. QR codes, search, banner ads, paid search. All of those things, there's a huge mobile component to it. And the list goes on. Augmented reality, things like that. QR codes, all that stuff. All of it's mobile. I think kind of the thing for listeners to pay attention to is that whatever you're doing online, someone is trying to do if you're creating content or a podcast or whatever, they are listening to it. They're engaging with your content on a mobile phone, which means it's mobile.
Mm-hmm. And is mobile growing?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I remember we had last year some conversation on Twitter about it and the statistics I had on my email readers. And I'm not sure what the figure was by that time, somewhere in the 20s, but now it's already over 50% of the readers who read my email on mobile. So it's
nice.
I see indeed that it's growing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's also why I was triggered and interested to talk to you in this podcast about mobile and collaboration, because we are in the collaborative business podcast, and normally we talk about business collaboration. We talk with people specialized in alliances or with business owners who build their business thanks to collaboration. But I was really interested to pick your mind basically about how can mobile enable collaboration.
Oh, I mean, in a lot of ways. I mean, right now, I mean, there's a lot of, I'm going to start with a question. What type of collaboration are you talking about? Are you talking about collaboration like you and I working together on a project? Is that?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Normally I ask the question to my guests, so what is collaboration for you? But indeed, when we talk about collaboration, we talk about several types of collaborations. So entrepreneurs who build their business thanks to collaborating with other entrepreneurs, or thanks to outsourcing parts of their business to, let's say, virtual assistants. But on the other hand, the collaborative business spectrum is also companies who establish strategic alliances, often large companies with large teams working together with other large companies. So there are different aspects to collaboration in this sense.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, I know that I work with a virtual assistant, and a lot of what we do is, you know, we communicate back and forth through email and also this tool called Asana. And Asana has a mobile application, and it's ever since I've really I used to use Basecamp, and ever since I transitioned to Asana, I don't know what it is. My communication with my virtual assistant has totally, you know, gone to new levels. And, you know, she understands what we're working on. She can see, you know, all the tasks kind of in the pipeline. And a lot of my engagement with her is actually through this tool. And it's often on my mobile phone because they have a smartphone application. So I'm kind of delivering tasks to her and communicating with her all through my phone.
Mm-hmm. And you have your phone with you everywhere, haven't you?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. I listened to today's, or maybe it was yesterday, podcast where I heard you say that you spend a lot of time on the toilet using your phone nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And we all do, a lot of us do, at least in America, you know, 75% of Americans are, you know, said to be using their phone while they're on the toilet, which is funny.
Is that one of the biggest advantages of mobile, that it's with us everywhere, and so it eases the collaboration and it eases the things we do with mobile?
Yeah, well, I think that's probably the main thing. I think just the way in which we use the device too, now that it's with us all the time as well. I mean, you know, I think it's, at least in the States, 85% of smartphone usage actually happens at home while people are watching TV. So, like, one of the biggest myths is that people think that, like, mobile means on the go and you don't have someone's full attention. And you may not have their full attention, but they're definitely not on the go. Like, they're just doing more, they're just doing multiple things at once. They're watching TV, they're having a conversation, they're on their phone looking up some sort of information. So just, it's important just because that's where the customer is. I mean, the customer is on their phone. It's a very personal device, and you can build a very intimate relationship through that device because of the fact that it's on them all the time.
Mm-hmm. And besides your working with your virtual assistant, do you work with other entrepreneurs or other partnerships in collaboration form?
Yeah, I'm starting to more. Working on a project. Well, I just went through like a redesign of, or actually a website build of my own personal site, which I'm about to launch. And, you know, I actually went through my developer's web-based tool. He used Basecamp also, mm-hmm. but a lot of it was powered through email. So like he'd say, hey, you know, this is broken. We need to fix this. This is next. And I literally would just be able to respond to an email, and he would get it in his project management software. And that's like kind of where the dialogue was kept. And, you know, he would send me updates and I'd be able to kind of view them. But when the site was going live, I was actually traveling. So I was down the home stretch, or kind of still in the home stretch. It's launching like next week. Been communicating back and forth with him all through my phone.
And that works perfect, I assume.
It works great for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just been convenient, you know?
Yeah. Well, and that's interesting. So to look at collaboration and mobile and see how it develops over time. What is your, well, I won't say prediction, but what is your expectation for mobile in the future?
My expectation? Well, I expect businesses and specifically content creators to recognize that that's where their audience is. And, you know, if they're not going to give their customers and audience a good experience, no matter what device they are on, then they're going to lose them as customers and they're going to go somewhere else that makes it easier. Because the way it works now is, you know, we as consumers will do anything, or I should restate that. We as consumers, anything we do from our desktop, we will do from our phone as long as it's easy. Because we're already there, it's convenient for us. Problem is, people aren't making it easy. You know, they're not mobile optimizing their website. They're not, you know, mobile optimizing their email. They're not giving me a way to connect and get information in another way, you know, outside of like RSS or something like that. Like, it's, I expect people to pay attention and actually give their users what they want and need.
Mm-hmm. I hear you talk about that from a customer perspective, but also from a marketing perspective. Do you expect that that will come also in other forms in businesses? So inside businesses moving more and more to mobile and responding to a collaboration partner only when it's convenient, or it will slow down when it's not convenient?
I don't know about that one. I mean, I think that depends on the business and the industry you're in. I mean, like online entrepreneurs, yeah, that's the way that a lot of us will work. But, mm-hmm. you know, large corporations that have like, you know, physical locations around the world or the country, I think it's going to be a long time before they kind of operate in that way.
Yeah.
But that's for a lot of other reasons. That's not because of mobile. That's because of, they think things have to be done a certain way, and they're stuck in a kind of a traditional route of operating their business. Like, you know, these are the types of companies that are never going to be open to like remote workers or anything like that, or flexible schedules. You know, if they allowed people to work from wherever they wanted to and, you know, work flexible hours, as long as they got a certain amount of hours done and got the job done well, I think mobile would become more important to those types of businesses.
Well, that's an interesting point. So would you expect that some companies will grow faster because they adapt mobile and bypass their competition easier because the whole company is more agile and more responsive to customers?
I think there's the opportunity to do so. I think, you know, it depends on how well it's executed, you know? And it also depends on the type of employees and team that you have. Like, are they, you know, so I'm sure some companies will never do it just because the types of employees they hire are not reliable enough to, you know, to be dedicating time to the business outside of certain hours, and, you know, kind of be connected at all times. And those are the types of companies that, I mean, this is totally generally speaking, that like, you know, so the employees probably aren't super thrilled working there. It's not like their dream job. They're just kind of going through the motions to have a job and get a paycheck. So, you know, those types of people, you know, if you give them the flexibility, it might enable them to, you know, might enable them to kind of become that way. But, you know, I think that's also a big culture shift.
I agree. Yeah. And by experience, I can speak that it is a culture shift. I was in a company about 10 years ago where we were moving towards more flexible working, and we were allowed to work from home and motivated to work from home and from everywhere. And it you had to get used to that change in culture, the fact that you in the morning didn't go to the office, but were allowed to work from home.
Right.
And so that's not only a culture shift, it's also a personal shift.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when people are, or organizations, small companies, large companies, are looking to implement mobile, what would be your first recommendation to do?
Well, understand why you're trying to go mobile and what that actually means to your business. And, you know, like, depending on the type of business, you're going to be using it for marketing. You might be using it, you know, at an enterprise level where you're trying to, you know, increase some sort of productivity from your staff. You know, why are you addressing mobile, and how is it going to tie to your ultimate, you know, business objectives. Because people that just do it from a tactical approach are the ones that don't get any results. People that tie it and implement it in a way that's going to help them achieve their business goals are the ones that actually see success. Because when you focus on achieving the business goals, you actually focus less on the shiny object and more on the result. So, you know, you could use text message marketing and get your result. Whereas, you know, if you were focusing tactically, you might not even consider SMS because it might not be, you know, sexy enough.
Interesting point. Yeah. Also, a little bit back to my feeling always that somehow I felt that text messaging SMS was dead, but it clearly is not, is it?
No, not at all. And I don't think it's going to die anytime soon, especially from a marketing perspective. I mean, especially globally, you know, SMS is huge. And there's a reason that Coca-Cola, the largest brand in the world, spends 70%, 70, of their mobile marketing budget on text messaging. 70 of their mobile budget is spent on SMS.
Wow.
Not apps, not mobile web, not QR code, not all that other stuff. It's spent on text message marketing because it works, and it works with their target customer, and it's ubiquitous. It's almost every device on the planet is SMS enabled, like mobile device is SMS enabled. I think it's like 99%. Whereas depending on your audience, they might not be at 60% smartphone penetration yet. And, you know, in the States, they say that there were about 60% of people have smartphones. Well, your business might have half the customers that are in that 40%. So, you know, having an app isn't going to do them any good. So, you know, I think it's some people kind of even understanding what the tools and tactics can offer them and go from that approach versus, you know, I don't see everybody else using it. But a lot of people are using it. I mean, name one of the top retailers and they're really good odds that they're using text message marketing. And it's the workhorse of their mobile strategy, with no doubt.
And my expectation was personally that I thought that text messaging is moving more towards iMessaging or WhatsApp or what have you. But then realizing, listening to you, that about 60%... smartphone penetration, basically only, whereas there is a huge force out there that's on the 40%. And
well, and that's in the 60s in the United States. I think globally, it's still only like 20 or 30% smartphone penetration.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So, I mean, you know, there are countries that facilitate all of their banking through SMS, you know, and I mean, so I don't think SMS is going away from a marketing perspective. I don't think it's going away from a, you know, operational or service perspective. Maybe it's going to decrease in how peer-to-peer communicate, you know, peers-to-peer, you know, me to you. But from a business perspective, I think they'll dabble and try to figure out how like a business can use WhatsApp. But there's still a lot of reliability in SMS.
Yeah, so when you connect that again to the collaboration between two organizations, especially when it are global organizations, then they can still rely on a quick text message. But there is a good chance that on the other side, they might be in a country, or it might be a person who doesn't have a smartphone, so only text message will work.
Yeah, well, and also something that's important is that, like if people think that, you know, SMS is dying because of like apps like WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or whatever, you know, it doesn't offer as much connectivity through that channel because the way in which the message is delivered is not typically through the wireless carrier, which is why people like it because it could save them money on like text messaging plans. But from a business perspective, or like, you know, if a business needs to get a critical message to someone out in the field that has, you know, not great, you know, Wi-Fi or maybe no Wi-Fi at all, like that message needs to be delivered through the wireless carrier and it's going to be an SMS message.
Yeah. And then that's basically the only reliable mobile message.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, you depends on who you're trying to talk to and where and when, you know?
Yeah, I agree. So is there, from your perspective, any book that you would recommend for our listeners to read when it comes to mobile and collaboration or business in general?
Mobile and collaboration, I don't know if there's a book on that. I just bought Mobile Marketing, this book, Mobile Marketing by Daniel Rolls. I haven't even started reading it yet, but I know it's supposed to be pretty good. A lot of people tell me about it. If you're interested in text message marketing, you could get my book in February because I'm doing a whole ebook handbook on SMS marketing. Another one is Go Mobile. That's very like high level by Jamie Turner. He co-authored it with someone else. I forget who the other person is, but Go Mobile is a kind of introductory book as well.
Yeah. And I will certainly link to your book in the show notes.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So where can people find more about you and your business, Greg?
The easiest place is Mobile Mixed. That's mixed.com. The blog and the podcast are all there. It's through the comments there, emailing me through the site is usually one of the best, and or on Twitter, which I'm at GJ Hickman, HICKMAN.
Yeah, and you're pretty responsive, I've noticed there.
Yeah. I try.
Good. So anything you would like to share with our listeners that we haven't discussed yet?
No, I would just say, you know, for everyone listening, like look into your own analytics, you know, talk to your customers, survey your customers, ask them, you know, if they're trying to connect with you on a mobile phone, and like, you know, be a little bit more observant and, you know, pay attention to your own customers and stop paying attention to, you know, what Target's doing or whatever, and make sure that you're delivering your customers the best possible experience.
Well, I think that's an excellent advice. Mobile or not, always have the customer focus in mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Great. Well, Greg, thank you for being my guest here. And
of course,
it was good to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
So far for the conversation with Greg Hickman. As mentioned before, the links to all the elements we discussed are in the show notes at simoons.com/episode13. And if you want to learn more about creating successful alliances, then check out the Alliance Mastery Academy at alliancemastery.com. The Alliance Mastery Academy is the place to learn about alliances and partnerships, and where you can also collaborate with your peers. So check it out at alliancemastery.com. That's it for this episode. Bye for now. Until next time.